The International Service of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation presents The Rum Runners, a comedy series written by author Norman Creighton about the rum goings-on in Canada's maritime provinces during the bad or good old days of Prohibition, depending on how you look at it. The hero, or arch-villain of the series, again, depending on your viewpoint, is Inspector John McMulloch of the Revenue Department, whose vital task is to stamp out drinking, and the smugglers, who made a business and profit out of encouraging a wee dram at literally any cost. Now, here is the case of the roving milkman with Inspector McMulloch.
Pretty snappy cars on the roads these days. Plenty of them, too. Oh, you see them everywhere. Even in a small town like Annapolis Royal in Nova Scotia. The oldest town in Canada. Whenever I come to Annapolis, I still can't get used to all these cars. I sit out here on the veranda of my favorite hotel. Lean back in the rocker, prop my feet up against the veranda rail, and watch the cars go by. And think back to the days of Prohibition, 45 years ago, when I was a liquor inspector and traveled about from one maritime town to another. And the cars then? Well, they sounded a little more like this.
Heavy traffic today.
Yes.
Counted six strange cars going through town this morning.
Six?
Along with three dump carts, a market wagon, and two teams of oxen. Man can scarcely cross the street these days.
Times are getting pretty fast.
Oh, it's frightful, frightful. I don't know where it'll all end. There. I'm through with the morning paper. Would you hand it to the judge, please? Oh, he's asleep, isn't he? Well, put it on the rocker beside him. Mm. The town council talks of raising the speed limit from 10 miles an hour to 15. How can a man concentrate on his work with this kind of distraction? Cars rushing through town. I do a bit of writing, you know. It makes it jolly hard with all this noise going on.
You are, Inspector.
Oh.
Well, you're staying for dinner.
Good morning, Miss Bradshaw.
Please don't get up, don't get up.
No, please. You take the rocker.
Oh, now, how am I going to run a hotel if I spend my time sitting out here with the guests? Oh, have you two met? This is Colonel Pepper, my star boarder.
Oh, no, it's a pleasure, sir. The name is McMullough. John McMullough.
How do you do?
Mr. McMullough is one of these liquor inspectors.
Oh,
yes.
Hasn't found anything here, I hope.
Oh, no. Don't you listen to him.
Never know with these women. I'm still hopeful she had something hidden in the cruet pan. But so far, I've always drawn a blank.
Colonel.
Well, I'll have to keep an eye on you, Miss Bradshaw. That's all there is to it.
Oh, now you're teasing, Mr. McMullen. Do sit down.
Oh, you make it far too comfortable at this hotel of yours.
True.
Time to track down these rum runners. I must get on down the jetty, have a look around. You will excuse me.
You won't be staying for dinner?
Oh, I rather think not. Not today.
Come tomorrow. She's making clam chowder.
Oh.
Superb.
Oh,
I'll remember that. Well, goodbye, Miss Bradshaw. Glad to meet you, Colonel.
Any time, old boy. The veranda rocker is always here.
Goodbye for now.
Goodbye, Inspector.
Here, take this chair, Miss Bradshaw.
Well, thank you, Colonel.
Yes. There's a pillow.
Thank you.
Good. Not a bad sort of chap.
No. Very affable, I thought. Oh,
blast. Here comes another one of these beastly cars.
Oh, I rather like to see them go by.
Those things?
Well, there's something very thrilling about them somehow. It's sort of, I don't know, it livens things up a bit.
Dust makers, that's all they are.
Oh, I suppose, but Wouldn't it be wonderful if you owned one, Colonel? So we could take a drive out into the country on those delightful little secluded back roads.
Oh, I suppose it would be all right.
Just the two of us. Alone?
Yes, it has its possibilities.
Yes?
Yes, I might do some researching for this book I'm working on.
Oh.
Yes, that's an idea. You know, the longer I live in Annapolis, the more engrossing the place becomes. I have hopes that this history of mine may become a bestseller.
Reginald, you've been working on that history for such a long time.
Yes,
isn't
indeed.
It ever going to be finished?
Oh, yes.
So you can pay attention to something else?
Really, it is a pretty formidable subject, Miss Bradshaw. A history of a town like this.
Oh, Miss Bradshaw. Reggie, dear, after 10 years of sitting out here on the veranda, no one's going to mind if you call me Natalie.
Well, it's like this, old girl. I find Annapolis utterly fascinating. It's a marvelous old town. Oldest permanent white settlement in North America.
I know.
Yes, I think I'm correct there. Wait till I ask the judge. He's something of an authority on this. Judge! I say, Judge, wake up!
Yes! Court's in session. All stand, please. All stand.
Judge, tell me. Hey. Is Annapolis Royal the oldest town in North America?
North of Florida, sir. North of Florida.
Ah.
North of Florida. North of Florida, yes.
Yes, yes. Is this north of Florida?
Sometimes I wish it was south of Florida so things would warm up a little around here.
Oh, not another car. Where in heaven's name are they all going?
They're going to the Berwick Camp.
The Berwick Camp meeting.
I told you, Reggie, dear. Oh, you don't listen to me.
Lucius, but I do.
It's the one annual opportunity to get away from this town under irreproachable sponsorship and be together for several days under heavenly conditions.
Oh, yes. Oh, Fletcher.
Reggie, if you'd only get your nose out of these musty old facts about Annapolis and about it having built the first house in Canada.
No, the first bricks, my dear. Wait till I ask the judge.
Oh, don't bother.
Judge.
Oh, please, don't bother.
Judge, wake up.
Hey, yes. Take the stand, please. Take the stand.
Was Annapolis the first place in Canada to make bricks?
First bricks, yes. First bricks. First social club.
That's all I want to know.
First power grist.
That's all right, Judge.
First cereal crop. First drama written and staged. And first police woman. First special lunch. First.
Yes. First bricks.
How interesting.
But you were telling me something about this Berwick camp meeting.
Oh, never mind.
Is something wrong? I say, is there something I've done?
No, you haven't done anything, Reginald. Not a thing.
Oh?
But then around here, it's too much to expect that anything exciting could ever happen.
Well, the paper came, you know.
Yes, I know.
Oh, more traffic. Is this the milk wagon? It's not the usual rig. The dappled gray.
Go back.
It's not the regular milkman either. It doesn't look like a milkman.
Good morning. And a very good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning.
Miss Bradshaw, I believe?
Yes?
They tell me that in your hostelry you have a sample room where commercial travelers may display their wares.
Well, we have a sample room, but we don't use it anymore.
Oh.
Sample rooms have gone out, you know. They're not the thing now that commercial travelers can get about in motor cars. So we've done away with the sample room.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's still there, but we don't rent it out anymore.
Oh, I just want it for the afternoon.
No. It's such a bother, all those people trampling through the house in their muddy boots. There always seem to be men, the people who come.
Oh, that's very understandable. Men would find your hotel most attractive, Miss Bradshaw, with such a charming hostess.
Well, it's It's old-fashioned, you know. Hotels just don't have sample rooms nowadays.
Oh, well, I see you're keeping up with the times.
Oh?
Yeah, that swinging chair you have over there by the grape arbor.
Oh, yes, the swinging chair.
It looks very cozy. Might I be permitted to try it for a moment?
Oh, go right ahead, please. Yes, help yourself.
Thank you. It looks very tempting. I've never tried one before.
Well, just make yourself at home.
What's he want a sample room for?
I don't know. Samples he wants to display, I suppose.
Samples of milk?
You can sit at either end. Just up on the... That's
well,
right.
Don't encourage him. He'll only want to stay for dinner.
Well, why shouldn't he?
Well, can't you see what sort of a fellow he is?
Well, he seems very well-mannered.
Mannered? He's only trying to get around you, that's all.
Colonel, I'll decide whether his manners are good or not without your assistance.
But Natalie, you can tell by the way he's dressed.
I think his clothes show very good taste.
Oh, good taste.
It's nice to see a man with a straw boating hat instead of the awful caps you men go about in around Annapolis.
No, just a minute, I...
Just that you're not keeping up with the times, that's all. The well-dressed man is wearing plus fours these days.
With spats?
Well, what's wrong with spats?
In the summertime?
A trifle warm for them, yes, but... Oh, they look so elegant. Especially with that white piping around the V of his vest. Just like W.L. Mackenzie King. Oh, I think he's very elegant.
Can't you see? The fellow's a bounder. It's written all over him.
No, you don't work it that way. Just a minute.
Natalie, you're not going over there to sit on that swinging chair with him.
And I suppose I do.
But why can't you sit here and read the paper with me?
Because, Reggie, I'm tired of sitting here and reading the paper with you. That's it. Now you've got on to it.
Never was on one of these.
It operates so much better with two passengers.
Oh, two's always better than one, ma'am.
I suppose so.
It's a real pleasure to be sitting here, facing such youth and beauty.
Oh, now, Mr. What did you say your name was?
Charlie. Just call me Charlie.
Well, Mr. Charlie, I'm afraid you're somewhat given to flattery.
No. Plain spoken, ma'am, plain spoken. Just say what pops into my head.
Oh, I really should get into the house to see about dinner.
I could sit here all day, swinging in this chair, facing such a charming creature. But if I move over onto your side, there might still be room for both of us. If you can stand it to be a hair crowded.
Well, Mr. Charlie. Oh.
That better?
I hope they can't see us in the house.
I suppose they do.
Oh, my. It is crowded.
That's a right handsome perfume you're wearing, ma'am.
Thank you. It's an essence of heliotrope.
Oh, you know, a traveling man like me, roaming through the country, gets desperate lonesome betimes.
You travel a lot?
On the go constantly, ma'am. Sometimes at sea, other times on land. Always moving on, searching. And right now, I feel I've come mighty close to what I'm searching for.
You do?
Yes.
Well, just what is it you do? For a living, I mean.
Oh, now, don't let's talk about money. It's so unimportant.
I think so.
As long as one is happy in helping others, in giving of yourself, I feel that's all that matters.
Oh, what a lovely thought.
Life's too short to spend it making money.
But exactly how do you go about helping others?
Oh, I do it with milk.
With milk?
The perfect beverage. My dear old mother always told me that nothing was better than the milk of human kindness.
Yes.
So I go about the country in my milk wagon, bringing milk to those whose lips have never touched it before.
Oh, how beautiful.
You'll understand now. I would like the use of your sample room.
Oh, Mr. Charlie, well, of course. Oh, you're welcome to use it without charge.
Oh, that's mighty big of you, ma'am.
The least I can do.
I'll always remember Annapolis as one of the better towns.
And after you leave here, you'll just keep on traveling?
Yes, yes. I'll continue on up the valley to the Berwick camp meeting.
Berwick camp meeting?
Yes, to see the good folks up there.
I haven't been to camp meeting in years.
Would you care to accompany me?
But I scarcely know you.
Oh, no, don't say that.
Oh, such a sylvan spot among those groves of pine with the choir singing.
Place designed by nature for thoughts of brotherly love.
Oh, Mr. Charlie. Oh, what a thing to do. Then I must get dinner ready. Do you like homemade ice cream?
Anything made by your two fair hands, ma'am, would set my jaws to chomping.
Vanilla?
Oh, it's my favorite flavor.
Vanilla ice cream, then. And you go right ahead and use the sample room. Judge, oh, Judge, wake up.
Hey, yes, yes. Objection sustained, sir. Objection sustained.
You promised me you'd turn this ice cream freezer.
Oh, the ice cream, yes.
Oh,
yes,
you go to sleep again. I won't let you have any.
I'll tempt it, Miss Bradshaw. I've got to get it that right away. But I think it needs some more cream.
Oh?
Oh, you need lots of cream for ice cream, you know. Now, suppose I get a quart of cream from this fella out here in the milk wagon and, pour it in with the rest, huh?
Well, yes.
Well, now, don't worry about the expense. I'll pay for it. Oh. I'll pay for it. 40 cents a quart, I think it is.
Well, thank you, Judge. That's very good of you.
Natalie?
Yes?
Whereabouts have you been? I've been hunting all over the place trying to find out what in all earth is... Why, you've got on your Sunday afternoon frock.
And what if it is?
What's going on?
Don't you have a starched collar you could wear for dinner, Colonel? And something better than that old Norfolk jacket.
Oh, you're not getting me dressed up.
And another necktie.
This, my dear, happens to be my school tie. And I have no intention of changing it. Certainly not for this oaf who's staying for dinner.
Oh, don't talk so loud. There are people going into the hotel.
Yeah, I'm glad you noticed. They've been clumping through the house ever since he started moving his bottles of milk into the sample room. Now, what's going on?
It would take too long to explain, and I don't think you'd appreciate it anyway.
I certainly do not.
Quart of cream.
Oh, thank you, Judge.
Yes, quart of cream.
You're not making ice cream for him.
I'll just pour this in. Yes, here. Yes. Yeah. Quart of cream.
That's fine, Judge.
Hey, yes.
Now you can put the cover back on.
Oh, yeah.
And the handle.
Natalie, what's got into you?
I like the way your mustache twitches when you get excited.
I demand an answer.
You don't need to scream.
There we are.
The handle goes like this.
Oh, yes.
You only make ice cream for special occasions.
There. Well, Reginald, I've always looked on the Berwick camp meetings as a very special occasion, particularly when I've been invited to attend it.
You're not going to the Berwick camp meeting with him?
Now, Judge, you can start turning the freezer, please.
Oh, yes. Well, Miss Bradshaw, if you don't mind, I think I'll go inside for a minute. Is it the sample room?
Oh, well, very well. Thank you, Judge.
Now, listen here. Why are all these men trooping into the sample room? What's so interesting in there?
Oh, you wouldn't understand.
I'll tell you one thing. I know a first-class bounder when I see one.
I am not going to discuss it anymore. Now, I want you to sit down and turn the ice cream freezer.
Turn the ice cream freezer?
We are having ice cream for dinner.
Well, now, come on. You don't expect me to...
I have other things to do. I'm making a chocolate sauce to go with it.
Now, wait a minute.
You'll have to turn quite fast.
Why should I have to?
Had you know, I have asked you to turn the ice cream freezer. Now, would you mind, please?
But this pillow can't come in here and... Oh, this is outrageous.
Here, you turn it like this.
I know how it's done.
Well, then start turning.
But damn it. Why should I do it?
Because you haven't anything else to do, dear.
Oh, this isn't fair.
Oh, now start turning.
Natalie.
Just keep on.
But come back here.
Keep on turning now. Now, don't stop.
Oh, blast.
Two more cards, Charlie.
To Jamaica, coming up.
No.
All right, don't rush me now. You're good.
Nothing like the straight old Jamaica.
Can't beat it. There we are. Another quart for you. And another quart for you.
There's your money. Your money. I like this milk bottle.
Yes? Who is it?
It's me, Mr. Charlie.
Oh, it's Natalie.
It's Miss Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Watch it, boys.
Yeah.
Yes?
Do you mind if I come in?
Perhaps I'd better go out in the hall with you.
That's all right. I just wanted to tell you dinner will be ready in about 5 minutes.
Dinner will be ready? Yes, that's fine, Miss Bradshaw. Allow me to escort you to the door.
Thank you. Why, Judge, I didn't know you were such a milk drinker.
I've been fond of it since childhood, Miss Bradshaw. Never refused a drink of milk.
Isn't that nice? Well, to see all you men enjoying us. Helpful, nourishing drink like milk.
Yes. Now, we'll proceed out into the hall.
Not so fast, my friend. Not so fast.
You?
Yes.
Well, Inspector.
It is I.
I didn't know you were coming to dinner.
I didn't either, Miss Bradshaw. Until that milk cart passed me. And our friend Charlie here holding the reins.
Excuse me.
Just a minute, Judge. No one's leaving the room.
Well, Inspector, I just happened to see the door open, and then
happened to purchase that bottle of milk.
What?
Now, look here, Inspector. There's no law against selling milk.
Is that so?
Judge, there's no law to stop people from buying milk, is there?
Very true.
The judge says it's all right to sell milk.
In that case... Would you mind filling this glass for Miss Bradshaw?
I don't want any, Inspector.
No.
I don't see why you're making such a fuss over
Judge,
this.
Would you mind filling this glass, please?
Fill the glass?
Yes.
Fill the glass.
Just tip the bottle. A little more. Bend the elbow like this.
Don't spill it.
There.
But this is milk?
No.
What?
But I don't understand.
What?
The bottle looks as if it had milk in it.
Exactly. But you see, our friend here has painted the milk bottle white on the outside.
Painted? The bottle?
To camouflage the fact that it contains uncut Jamaica rum.
You mean he's selling rum?
Look at that wad he's stuffing away in his shirt pocket.
In my hotel.
No, ma'am. Don't listen to me. Just telling you a tale.
Making out you're such a philanthropist. Bring in happiness to people.
Well, sometimes milk isn't enough, ma'am. I have to humor them.
You're nothing but one of these rum runners.
I'm afraid he is.
Well, let's get on with it. Where can I find a lawyer in this town?
Where you're going, Charlie... There's no need for a lawyer.
Where are you taking me?
To Berwick.
Berwick?
We'll all go together in that milk cart of yours. Only this time the bottles will be filled with the real McCoy. pure 100% Guernsey milk, which you will serve to the good people at the Berwick camp meeting.
What's
this? Along with crackers. The whole thing on the house.
Me? Serving milk?
Yes.
Oh, Inspector, now have
and
a heart.
We'll take the first pint.
You mean I gotta drink it?
Every last drop.
Oh, no.
Yes, you'll drink it.
No, no, please, Inspector. I'll sing in the choir. I'll do anything. I'll give up my religion.
You're going to drink the milk,
no,
Charlie.
No, no. Natalie, the ice cream is made, and it's simply marvelous. Where shall I put the freezer? Oh, yeah, on the table here.
Reginald, I'm not interested in the ice cream anymore.
Oh, well, I am. Here, I've brought along some spoons.
No, thanks.
Oh, but you've got to taste it. It's absolutely smashing.
No, no, thanks.
I don't say that because I turned the freezer, but oh, what a flavor. If I didn't know it was supposed to be vanilla, I'd almost say it tasted like rum.
Rum? Oh, you don't say so.
Rum! Here, Judge, here's a spoon. Dip in,
dip in. Yes.
You've never tasted ice cream like this before.
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right, Colonel.
Jamaica rum?
Another first for Annapolis, sir. Another first for Annapolis. Ice cream that tastes like Jamaica rum.
I almost missed.
Oh, I'm glad you came to your senses. Here, this is.
That's what they say.
But because you're going to the camp meeting with me, you know.
With you?
Yes. And while we're there, I have a certain question to ask you.
A question?
You don't think I'd let an ice cream maker like you get out of my life, do you?
Reggie, you finally did it.
By Jove, what a flavor.
Oh, darling. And his spoon.
That was The Case of the Roving Milkman, another episode in the series The Rum Runners, written by Norman Creighton. Inspector McCulloch was played by Bill Fulton. Captain Charlie and the Colonel were played by Joseph Rutten. Natalie by Miriam Bell, and the judge by Bruce Armstrong. The musical score was arranged and conducted by David Woods. The Rum Runners comedy series was directed for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation by Peter Duncan and produced by Alan Yates of the CBC International Service in Montreal.